When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be talking all about Mercury entering Sagittarius, as well as the upcoming new moon in Scorpio. But in case you missed it, last week, we talked all about Venus in Libra, which does also happen this week. But since it's a fan favorite transit, we talked about it early. If you want to know more about that, then definitely listen to last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week, we have the next episode in our planetary return series. We will be talking about Jupiter returns and how they affect you.
And with that being said, let's dive into this week's episode. So technically the first thing that happens this week is Venus entering Libra. That happens on Wednesday, but we talked about it last week. The next thing that happens during this week is Mercury entering Sagittarius. This happens on Friday, November 10th at 1:25 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. And yes, that could mean this is happening on November 9th if you're on the West Coast. What you need to know. Sagittarius is known for its broad perspective and love for exploration. So when Mercury, the planet of communication, is in Sagittarius, it encourages us to think a lot more expansively. Think big picture. You might find that you're drawn to new ideas, new philosophies, and just overall new ways of thinking. It's definitely a great time for learning, travel, exploring different cultures. Sagittarius is also known for optimism and enthusiasm. So during this time, you might find that you're more willing to take risks and embrace opportunities.
How this affects you is your communication is going to be more straightforward and honest during this time. You're more likely to express your opinions and beliefs in a very direct way, which can come across as blunt. So keep that in mind if you are having any serious conversations. Sagittarius energy is also known for its love of learning. So if you've been thinking about learning something new, starting a class, whether that is in the traditional sense, like going back to school, or if you are interested in some online courses, this is a really good time to expand your mind and learn something new.
So why this matters? Sagittarius values freedom and open-mindedness. You might find that you're more willing to take on different viewpoints and might be more willing to engage in discussions that might challenge your beliefs. But something that's also important to know is that Mercury in Sagittarius can be a little bit forgetful when it comes to details, since it is so big picture focused. It's going to be really important that you double check facts and ensure that you're not overlooking anything important when you are taking a look at the big picture.
Something you might not know, though, is that Mercury is in detriment in Sagittarius. That means that it struggles to fully embody the Sagittarius energy, and that can come with some challenges in our thinking and communication. When a sign is in detriment in astrology, that means that it's in the opposite sign to the sign that it rules. So because Mercury rules Gemini when it's in Sagittarius, which is the opposite of Gemini, it is said to be in detriment. So just keep that in mind because it can bring some challenges when it comes to the way that you express yourself and communicate with others. Also, this will tie into the upcoming retrograde, which we will give you more details about later in this episode.
Certain signs will be affected more than others. That's going to be Sagittarius, Gemini, Virgo, and Pisces. This is for all personal placements. So Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, and or Mars. Now, as Kara just mentioned, there is an upcoming Mercury retrograde that we're going to tell you a little bit about in just a moment. But first, there are some other key dates you're going to want to pay attention to while Mercury is in Sagittarius. The first one is November 25th. Mercury will be sextile Venus. So when Mercury, the planet of communication, and Venus, the planet of relationships, are working together in harmony, you might find that conversations are flowing a little bit easier. You might find that on this day, it's easier to express your feelings and thoughts in a way that's just generally well received in both personal and professional relationships. So definitely a day to look out for.
And then on November 27th, Mercury will be square Neptune. Squares are a more challenging aspect, so you can expect there to be some confusion and misunderstanding happening on this day in particular. Neptune does blur boundaries and it can cloud your thinking, so you might find that it's a little bit more difficult to express yourself clearly or to understand what other people are trying to communicate. However, Neptune is a very spiritual energy, so you can find that you're leaning into your intuition during this time, or that you're more drawn to meditate, write in your dream journal, or engage in other spiritual practices on this day.
So now for the upcoming Mercury retrograde. This is a little bit tricky because technically this retrograde starts when Mercury is in Capricorn and will retrograde into Sagittarius. So it's a little interesting. We'll explain more about the retrograde in its own episode in the future. But for now, we figured you want to have these dates so you can plan ahead and know what's to come. So with that being said, here is the whole schedule of Mercury retrograde, including when the signs change and whatnot. So first is obviously November 10th at 1:25 a.m. Eastern. Mercury enters Sagittarius. That's the first thing you need to know. That's what we just talked about. On November 25th at 7:40 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's when the Mercury retrograde pre-shadow will begin in Sagittarius.
And then Mercury enters Capricorn on December 1st at 9:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
But then 13 days later, on December 13th at 2:09 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, that is when Mercury retrograde will officially begin in the sign of Capricorn. That's December 13th if you're on the East Coast. It might be December 12th if you are on the West Coast.
And then on December 23rd at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mercury retrograde will change from the sign of Capricorn into Sagittarius.
And then I know you're thinking, wow, we have a Mercury retrograde during the holidays. I'm so sorry. At least on January 1st, Happy New Year, at 10:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mercury will station direct in the sign of Sagittarius. But we're not in the clear yet.
Mercury will re-enter the sign of Capricorn on January 13th at 9:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And then the post-shadow of Mercury retrograde will officially be over on January 20th at 11:04 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that is the whole breakdown of Mercury retrograde, when it happens, when the signs shift over. So as we always say, you want to pay attention to what comes up when Mercury's in Sagittarius, because you'll revisit those themes. And that will also be true for Mercury in Capricorn. Complicated, but you got it. Now, the next thing that does happen, though, more sooner than that, is the new moon in Scorpio. This does happen, technically, on Monday, November 13th at 4:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are telling you about it now because next week's episode will come out after this new moon has already happened. So what you need to know, since Scorpio is known for its intense and deep emotions, the new moon in Scorpio can bring to the surface some of these emotions that maybe haven't been explored before. It's a time for introspection and self-discovery, since Scorpio is the sign of transformation. It always marks as an opportunity for new beginnings, but since it is more transformational. There might be some elements of letting go, despite the fact that this is a new moon, letting go so something new can blossom.
How this affects you is you're going to set new intentions for this new moon because new moons represent new beginnings. The intentions that you're going to set during this new moon will revolve around Scorpio themes. Scorpio teaches us to reclaim our power by using our resources wisely, and also that being vulnerable can be a source of strength. So with that being said, you might begin to set your intentions around opening up, being more authentic, and following your passions.
So why this matters? Scorpio is often associated with facing fears and confronting our shadows. This new moon invites you to acknowledge and work through any fears that you feel are holding you back, so that you can move forward and grow as a person. Trust is also a significant theme with Scorpio. So this new moon might highlight issues where you're seeking to have more trust in life. This could also mean learning to trust yourself more fully if that's something you feel you're struggling with.
Something you might not know is that the moon is not very comfortable in the sign of Scorpio. The moon is in fallen Scorpio, so as you are going through this deep transformation, it can feel a little bit challenging at times. However, it is going to help you accept yourself more fully and get to know your inner self better.
Certain signs will be affected more than others. That's going to be Scorpio, Taurus, Leo, and Aquarius, Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, and or Mars. Now, there are certain aspects to this new moon that make this a little bit more interesting. The first is that the new moon is conjunct Mars. Since Mars is the planet of action, motivation, and the ability to assert oneself when it's conjunct the new moon, it really does add this strong desire for taking initiative and pursuing new goals like fully to the max. There's definitely a heightened sense of passion and drive with this new moon. So if you are feeling a lot more passionate about your goals or more willing to put in the effort needed to achieve them, you can fully blame that on the fact that this new moon is conjunct Mars.
Also, the sun and moon will be opposite Uranus. Uranus is known for being very unpredictable. And when it's opposite the new moon, it can indicate that there could be some unexpected events or surprises. So keep that in mind as you are making plans and setting out on new endeavors, that being flexible and adaptable will be really important to help you navigate the changes that are coming up.
And lastly, the sun and moon are trine Neptune. Since Neptune is associated with intuition and spirituality, the new moon trine Neptune can really enhance any intuitive abilities you might have and overall help you feel a little bit more attuned to the subtle little energies that we experience every day. Since Neptune is a very mystical energy, you might find that you're having more vivid dreams. Overall, you might be feeling a little bit more connected to your spiritual side. And that is pretty much it for this week's episode. But if you want to know more about how any of these upcoming things affect you on a more personal level, then we strongly suggest you book a reading. And the link to book a reading will be in the description.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And just a reminder, next week we'll be continuing the planetary return series, talking all about Jupiter returns, which is, in my biased opinion, one of the more exciting planetary returns. So if you want to know more about that, then stick around for next week's episode. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us, we are on Instagram and YouTube at BLME the Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye.